welcome to your writing prompt for my conversation with Lily K. Bright. So this one isn't so much of a writing prompt specifically, it's more of an invitation to do something different in your practice, as the title might suggest. So Lily talked about the inspiration that they gain from attending ecology and naturalist talks and events, as well as joining writers' hours and social events. I personally was hugely inspired by this. Of something I don't do nearly enough of is attend events and courses which will shift my focus in unexpected ways and help me to engage with like-minded folk. Since my chat with Lily, though, I've signed up for some free and paid events in the coming months that I hope will both inform and enrich my writing, providing different perspectives, both scientific and artistic, that will allow me to go deeper into my understanding of the mechanisms of nature and where they intersect with a range of diverse creative forms. Something I'm really, really interested in and actually is kind of the very core of what I do. I think when you've been teaching and creating and holding space for people for as long as I have, this is something I know I do quite a lot. It's really easy to become quite isolated. This hasn't been intentional for me, but I've always been very good at do it myself. When I was very small, my mum said all I would say was, "No, mummy, I'll do it myself." And that's definitely continued into adulthood. Even when I don't have to do it myself, even when I can ask for help, I quite often won't. Sometimes this can be a good thing. Sometimes it can work out to my detriment, and I've learned lots and lots of lessons over the years about when to ask for help, when to ask for input, when it's time to go out and seek other ideas. And as I say, my conversation with Lily kind of reminded me of that and has kind of made me think again about, okay, I just need to get out into the world a little bit more, you know? So for you then, think about how you might want to diversify and expand your creative practice or gain insights into areas you've always wondered about. There are so many free and low-cost events out there now, as well as paid-for courses, of course. I'll pop a couple of resources in the show notes and on the episode page of the website if you want to have a little explore, because there are some really good free course pages that you can find with some brilliant offerings from places like Harvard University in the States. So that's the prompt, quite short and easy one today, but I feel no less important. And it also brings series 5 to a close. I told myself I would stop for this series after 13 episodes because I, other than what we're told about the number 13, I quite like it. It's a very good number, especially if you look into the kind of traditional meanings around the number. Anyway, I digress. And yeah, I think you'll agree we've ended on a high. I hope you'll agree. I've really, really loved this series. I feel like I've really found my swing again. And it's been such a joy to speak to all of these amazing people. And I feel very, very privileged to be able to do it and to be able to share it. And I'm so thankful to you for being here, for listening, for giving feedback, for engaging so beautifully and amazingly with the prompts every week. And yeah, it's just been a great one. So I hope you've enjoyed it too. I will be back in a few short weeks. It won't be a long break, but after I've had a bit of a break to tend to my writing, my facilitating, my teaching, and of course, you know, family life and work and all of that sort of stuff. If you're interested in attending any of my future events, online or in person, just pop through to the events page on my website, www.promptedbynature.co.uk. Otherwise, you can always find me on my Substack, where I've been really enjoying posting my weekly prompts and getting to know a few of you a bit better. And of course, Instagram at prompted.by.nature. All of the links can be found in the show notes and on the episode page on the website. In the meantime, thank you so much again. Please do reach out if you have any insights from any of these episodes and conversations, or if you use any of the prompts and you want to share how it went. I always love to hear from you. So that just leaves me to say happy writing, happy creating, and I will speak to you very soon. Bye.